The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
The Meat Improv.
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
The Meat is the improv and storytelling podcast. We bring comedian guests on to tell true meaty stories from their lives. And then what do, Jake?
We use those stories as inspiration for long-form improvised scenes that are comedic in nature.
Or just all-out comedic.
Yeah.
Say they're just supposed to be funny. Great. Before we get into the business or the actual show, let's take care of some business. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. We have a Discord channel where you can talk to other meatheads. Mm-hmm. You can ask us questions, which we will answer on our weekly improv inside baseball show.
Yeah.
The Potatoes, where we take questions, answer them. Mm-hmm. We talk nerd stuff. This last week we talked about jamming.
Yeah.
How to host a jam and get a little scene started. So there you go. Great. That's it. Patreon.com/meatimprov. $5 gets you access to everything you could ever need. All right.
Ever need.
Except for food, shelter, and the love of whatever. All right. Let's get into the show. We have two very special guests, co-hosts of Bad Dad, the game show. Bad Dads? Bad Dad. Just Bad Dad, the game show. Returning guest told a story about her dad the first time.
It's all I got, baby.
Mary Sasson.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for coming back on.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks
for having me.
And your co-host, Bad Dad, first timer, Marissa Strickland.
Hey, hi.
Welcome.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for coming on.
What a damn delight. So I guess we're talking a little bit about Bad Dads. I don't know. How does the game show work? I've never seen the actual show.
Now we know. No, it's fine. We comically keep getting the worst slots. Thank you, UCB, for every slot you give us, but we keep getting like the night before the Women's March. like December 23rd at midnight. Our last show was Tuesday at 11 p.m., which everybody who was like, oh my God, I haven't seen the show, I'd love to come out. And everyone was like, Tuesday at 11?
Yeah.
UCB's open at that time?
Well, we still got an audience. People
we did,
are
we
coming,
did.
Guys.
People are coming.
Yeah, yeah.
There's room for everybody. Come on down
come
next
on.
Time.
Come on down.
Man, 11 o'clock shows when I was first at UCB, so I guess I was 22. I'm answering my own question here. 11 o'clock shows used to be like nothing.
Yeah.
I used to be like, oh, 11 o'clock. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to work at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And that's no problem.
Yeah.
11 o'clock now. It's
11
like,
o'clock now is tough.
It's like, yeah. What?
Huh? It's like, I got to leave at my house at 10:30 p.m.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
warm house.
I have a question. Do you guys even go, like, when do you go to sleep?
Oh.
In general?
Yeah. Like, do you have
midnight,
a time?
Maybe?
Midnight,
yeah,
usually.
Yeah.
I try to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. I mean, it fluctuates, but like, I feel like being out at 11 is way too tiring. Mm-hmm. But I'm up at 11 all the time in my house until like 1 a.m. I'm like bopping around. You know.
I'm up till like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Most nights.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a night owl.
Yeah.
To answer that first question, which I dodged, the way the show works is Marissa and I will collect. Or sometimes people will volunteer and sometimes we just will like have heard through the grapevine or through someone telling us that they have a bad dad, comedians. And then we send them a questionnaire and through that we generate questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we ask all these comedians general questions about their dads and then cull from that kind of the real answers also couched in joke answers. And then they have like we get two audience contestants to come up and guess which question is truthful related to what dad. So there's jokes And there's truthful moments where the comedians get to like share, and it's like super cathartic and like fun. It's not a teardown show.
Yeah.
And then everybody like after like an answer, it'll be like, which dad bare ass spanked their son in Burger King when it was too late? Like he was too old to do that. And then it'll be like, they'll be like, oh, was that Dan's dad? And it's like, no, that was Jimmy's dad. And then be like, Jimmy, talk about that. And be like, yeah, I was 11. That's too old to get bare ass spanked in a Burger King. And someone else will be like, what did you remember what you did? And it's just like, I don't know. And it's like, does he normally spank? And it'll be like, no, he's not a spanker, but Burger King was his time.
Brought it out of him.
Yeah. So everybody will kind of just like riff on it. And that's so most, it's like a storytelling show with the vehicle of a game show so that it stays like upbeat and moves along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of the
that's
deal.
Great.
Yeah.
I think I saw you do that at, you did it Weird Gross, like some version of it, right?
We did a Bad Dad Off.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Me, Marissa, and some other people.
Yeah, I think we were just sharing facts.
Yeah.
And then like the audience could
started sharing some bad dads.
Which always does make me a little nervous that someone's going to like really, I mean, I got some crazy stories, but I'm always like, someone's gonna be like, I got molested. And I'm like, oh my God, I'll hug you.
Yeah.
Like,
there were a couple I remember that people were sharing and they were all fine. I think some of them were like, my dad doesn't normally have a temper. And it was like,
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Yeah.
But that's all part of it. You know what I mean? Like, that's not really what the show necessarily goes into, but I think like, these are all the experiences that we have that like, as adults, we get to sort out and they're like, oh, this shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
It's also funny. We joke around that like most people have bad dads. There's just like different shades of it, because like we never taught fathers how to be like emotionally available and like good. So a couple people really lucked out, but most people are like, if they put their dad up against their mom, most people are like, no, there's no way my dad's as good as my mom. Like, our one guest, we always ask people like, and what's your relationship with your dad in a few words? And this guy was like, really good. He's kind of stoic. He's never told me he loved me, but, and we were like, oh, you don't have a good dad.
Yeah,
that isn't bad.
Yeah, they to me, dads just feel like men with kids. Like, it doesn't feel like they're like having it, like, accepting a role. They're just like, I'm a man and now I have this kid to deal with, where it's like,
whereas when you're a mom, you are first and foremost a mother.
Yeah, to the point where I have to work on that too, of like, oh yeah, like it's
you
embarrassing
see all women
but like,
as moms.
Yes, yeah, every woman is a mom,
every woman is my mom. Why?
But I remember like it coming up in therapy where I was like, oh, I see my dad as a man sometimes, and it's irritating because it's like he's not being a father to me, he's just like being a, and I was like, don't give up that role, because that's literally the only reason I talk to you. Like,
yeah,
I have no interest in checking up on like a 70-year-old man. But my mom, I have to also work on just sort of like recognizing that like she is she's first and foremost my mom, but also like
a human.
Yeah. Which is, it sounds insane, but it is that kind of thing of like, my dad will be like jealous of the relationship that I have with my sisters or whatever like that. And like, if my mom had that, I would never know. Like, she's,
Well, there's like a level of, we expect so much from women and mothers that it's just like, keep it together if something's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, like if my mom was like, I'm just a little jealous of the relationship you have with your sister or whatever, I would be like, my world or whatever. Like, you experience jealousy? Like, it's not and it's totally fine for her too. But if my dad does it, it's just like, ugh. Like, I totally expect it. But if my mom had said something like that, I would have been like, what?
Like, it impacts you more?
Yeah. Just like recognizing that. I think, or that idea, like when you recognize that your parents are like, they're not infallible. Like, and my dad, it was like pretty early on. It was when my mom was like, he wanted to smash light bulbs with me like Gallagher did. And my mom was like, those will shatter everywhere.
Yeah. And there's like vapors in there.
And I was like, wait, why didn't my dad, he go like, wait, don't do this? It was like, why was she the one to be like, where are you two going with that hammer and light bulbs?
Well, that's also, I like no shade to him, but like I have like this joke I haven't told on stage yet, but marrying a man is like ordering furniture in a catalog, assuming it's going to come made and realizing you have to finish assembling it. That like realizing that nobody finished raising my husband and it's my job.
Well, I think couldn't it be both ways though?
That
can't he help you grow into your furniture state too?
Okay, but like his furniture state is like you need to wash a dish. Like why don't you understand a vacuum?
Okay.
And like you can't leave you can't leave towels in a clump or they will never dry. Like it's stuff you should have learned as like at least a teenager.
Yeah.
And because specifically my husband was raised by like a very doting Jewish mother, like there's just so much I take for granted that you should know as an adult. And I think that it is, I have this theory that like our generation of like 30 somethings is the first generation that like, I think the men in past generations, you get raised by your mother, you either get married right away or you go to college and then you get sent to a wife who then takes care of you. And our generation is like, oh, now there's a gap between college or high school until you get married. So nobody anticipated for you not to have wives right now. And so like men of this age never got finished because they were like, oh, it's fine. A wife will finish raising you. So that's why there's so many like little things. I think that you figure it out, especially if you're single for long, but like, yeah, that is just like there's gaps of just like what are you doing? That's not how the world works.
Do you think there should be like a little prep school or what do you
want? I think people need to finish raising their goddamn sons. Like it, how often are just like going into like a men's bathroom and it's just kind of like you are put together in so many ways, but this bathroom is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But you are a smart, intelligent
person. Jake,
should
we go take a little tour?
No, don't. I immediately was like, oh, she nailed it. I do think, I've thought about that too, now that like a lot of the bars are just like, this bathroom's for anybody. And I'm like, that's a bummer for a lot of women typically. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, I can piss on this seat. Cool.
It's like,
I've seen some bad women's bathrooms too, guys.
Yeah, I'm
women,
sure they are.
Like,
no, yeah.
Like,
I think public restrooms.
Yeah.
I think also how people treat public spaces.
Yeah.
But I do think that like if you have a daughter, she's like, someone made this tweet now that was so funny of like, have you met my oldest daughter, my emotional support daughter? And like, you rest so hard on your daughter and she becomes a second mother and she has to raise all the other children and help out.
Yeah, like, my mom was the oldest.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like she had four kids under, like four siblings younger than her and she absolutely did all of that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I call your aunts and uncles your siblings.
Yeah, they hate it.
Yeah, I just
auntie brother.
Like, getting like scolded because my brother didn't do his book report or like he didn't have clothes for tomorrow. And I was like, I'm in 10th grade. Why is my little brother my job?
Yeah.
And nobody expected anything from my brothers. They just had to be good at football. And then when football stopped, they were like, nobody planned me for the rest of my life. Nobody said what happens after. And they went far. So no one, they turned 22 and they were like, what should I weigh and when should I wake up and what should I study and what should I do? Because all anybody ever said was, just keep playing football. Just keep getting good at football. And then when football ended, as it does, they were like, oh, fuck, I'm 22. And since I was in sixth grade, everyone said, just keep playing football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt that way just in college because I was bullshitting my way through college.
Yeah.
Like my last semester, I was like, I should start. Oh, my God. Like no one's ever going to tell me to read a book again.
Yeah.
I relate. I know what you're talking about. I think for me personally, that was about like more like how to deal with other people and how to be a considerate person. Because I'm an only child.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
Like I knew how to clean up. Like I know all this stuff you're talking about. Like my parents are like, my mom especially was just like very short leash in terms of cleanliness and stuff. So that part was all good. But I think like what I learned,
the socialization,
just how to be considerate a little bit, like, and how to like I think of like stuff I did when I was like 22 and had two roommates.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, I just like left my, I don't know. I just wasn't like,
yeah. That like the whole space was your space.
Yeah. Yeah. So you kind of just learn that, I think, through a couple of relationships, living with a significant other, I sort of learned how to. But yeah, I was not a finished product out of college.
And I think that
far
like,
from it.
Few 22-year-olds are a finished product.
Yeah.
But I also think that like we just raise our daughters to be like, you are like, take care of the space around you. Mm-hmm. Like, we raise women that way of like, make sure everyone is comfortable. Make sure everyone is okay.
Yeah, that's very truthful.
Like, yeah. And I think that, like, with that also is just kind of like, you need to learn how to, like, kind of cook and clean and nurture and things like that. And men were kind of like, oh, don't worry, someone will pick up the slack.
Well, and if you don't like cook and clean, then feel guilty.
Yes. Like, yeah. If you didn't learn those things, that's all you
can. Well, there
can
is another be. Option, yeah, but there's it's an this. Option.
You can be guilty or you can be good.
Mary.
Yes.
If you mind stepping into step over here into the foyer here for a second.
Okay. Yeah. Is everything okay?
Yeah. So Jake, he didn't get any of his like reports in. He was very unprepared for the PowerPoint this morning.
Yeah, I noticed that. It was kind of frustrating.
You did notice.
I did. Yeah. I mean, cuz I was in the meeting too, and I was just kind of like, "Oh, he's my superior. I can't believe that he doesn't have his reports done."
Well, it would have been nice if you would have taken some action, looking after Jake. He wasn't prepared.
Yeah,
he was. His whole tie was sticking out of his.
Yeah,
like went in a button and out.
Yeah,
a button.
Out his. She's like, his
why didn't
pee
you take
hole
him aside?
Button.
Yeah, he went all the way down.
A zipper, I guess, is what we should call it. I'm sorry, this is a professional
pee hole. The guys call it a pee hole. We'd prefer it if you called it a zipper.
Yes.
So anyway, what I'm trying to say is you're being written up.
Whoa, being written up. He's my superior. I'm supposed to check in on him?
Which is why you're supposed to look after him, okay? We need you to keep him in line, okay? He's a bumbling...
I've noticed.
He's going to be unprepared. So, like, it's your job as... his office mommy to
that wasn't in the interview.
Well, come
I'm
on.
The office mommy.
Maybe I shouldn't have said it like that,
but have other people been referring to me as what is the office mommy doing? Because I've actually
sort of
heard
on,
people
yeah.
say
I'm sorry to interrupt, I'm having trouble, office mommy. I need my tushy wiped.
No. Kurt, your pants are at your ankles.
I know. And I need my tushy wiped. It was really hard to walk here from the bathroom.
Kurt.
Will you please get Kurt into the bathroom or someplace private? He's got his tushy out.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. I'm seeing his bare ass too.
It feels wet.
Oh my God, Kurt, did you diarrhea on yourself?
I don't know. Can you look?
I'm not going to look, Kurt. Go in and use a wet wipe.
Thank you.
He waddles off.
He went into the kitchen.
This is insane.
You're telling me.
No, you're telling me. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
I'm paid so little. And you expect me to not only do my job as an account executive... soon, hope to be. But also as an office mommy and just make sure that all the other men in this office are taken care of?
It would be nice. It would be nice. We're hapless over here. We don't know what to do.
We see fumbling with a chocolate milk carton I can't get open.
You don't need that. It's very close to lunch.
See, he's going to get it on his... He's going to pop it on his
no,
suit.
Don't, if you don't, come on.
Will you help him open it?
Oh, he got it all over his pants.
Oh, no. Went in my pee hole.
Look, does this office need a mommy?
Yes, it's very clear. We do.
But it can't be me, all right?
Well, that doesn't...
I went to Vassar, all right? I went to business school. Wharton Business School. All right?
Okay, I hear you.
That's the top business school in the country.
I hear you. And believe me, I know how qualified you are. I'm not trying to diminish that. I just, no one else here has the instincts.
We come to her at an interview.
Hi.
Hi. Oh my God. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for seeing me.
Your resume is great. And I just want you to know,
I appreciate that.
Up front, we don't have office mommies here. So if you're coming from an office mommy environment, there are no office mommies here.
Okay. That sounds really nice. It's honestly crazy to hear that term again in another company.
Well, you know, it's an industry standard, so you gotta say it.
Yeah, I guess I'm new to the business world, and I'm just, you know, a lot of the academics of it, but I guess I've never done it in practice. I appreciate that, really. It was woman to woman, can I just say?
Yeah.
It was insane just becoming an office mommy.
I can't imagine. Here at this job, though, we do need an office babysitter. So, like, okay. You're cool. You're going to get snacks.
Okay, that feels like a rebranding.
You can, okay. No. But thank you. It might be a good idea. You're going to have the phone number of where I am at all time.
You won't be in the office?
I will not be in the office.
Okay. And I just make sure that everybody leaves on time. What does an office babysitter do?
I mean, you make sure everybody, you know, gets to bed at the right time.
Gets to bed. I have to call people at home?
You can. That would be excellent. I mean, you can also tuck them in under their desks for a little nappy, too.
Am I paid extra to be the office babysitter?
Oh, actually, you're docked money because of the snacks we know you're going to eat.
That feels insane.
We cut to the office babysitter at her job.
Actually, Marissa lets us, we get to play World of Warcraft whenever we want. It's part of the job. So
Do you want me to call her? Should we call her and ask?
She's probably too busy.
No, she gave me your number and she said I can call whenever I want. Okay, here's the thing. All right, I know I'm a new office babysitter. Times are tough, so I had to take this job. But we're going to work, okay? And if you work for 2 hours, we can take a break. Who likes cigarettes?
I do.
I do.
Okay. Well, if you work for 2 hours, you guys can both have a cigarette.
Oh boy.
A cigarette each?
Yes. You don't have to share a cigarette. But if you guys misbehave and if you go on Facebook too often and if you go on websites like Reddit, then I'm going to just, you see what I'm doing here? I'm breaking the cigarette in half. I don't care. I don't smoke. I don't need these. I bought a whole pack and that could be for you.
We can't even share memes while we're working.
Get to work. Type it away.
Good job, boys.
Balance the books.
Okay, and do it right.
PowerPoint.
Balance.
Email. Facebook message.
Uh-oh.
Going on the PowerPoint.
Uh-oh.
Reddit thread.
Okay. You know what? You guys are going to have to at most share a cigarette if you guys keep going.
The message popped up.
Why is it open? Why don't you turn off your notifications, okay? Do I have to think
turn
of everything?
Turn off my notifications.
That's it. No more office nightcap.
What?
God, I'm going to go work at another company.
Good luck. Good luck.
I'm going to run away.
Okay.
Good luck telling our boss where we went.
Well, you'll come back. You'll come back when you realize that we ordered lunch and you don't have any.
What did you order?
We ordered Baja Fresh.
No, it's not working. I'll be fine on my own. I'm going to live in my car.
Okay, yeah. You're going to bring just that little bindle full of your laptop?
Yeah, my laptop.
Your laptop and a bindle?
My laptop and a bindle.
I hope you tied the bindle well.
I tied it fine. Throws it over his shoulder.
Oh, your laptop hit me in the head.
Yeah. No, you did that.
Okay. Here's what I'll say. New tactic. You guys behave. You can invite one more. You can invite one friend over from a different department.
What?
What? Any department?
We should invite Stan from accounting because he has a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, can we invite Stan?
Yeah, but he can't bring his Nintendo Switch, but he can talk about it in between your reports.
Fine.
Okay, so work for 20 more minutes, then Stan can come over.
Okay.
I'll call him. Stan? Hey, Stan, you've been requested over in the graphics department.
I like that.
Can I talk to your office babysitter? See if it's okay?
Oh, she's sleeping.
She's sleeping? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
She's taking pills and
she's
sleeping.
Taking pills and sleeping. Yeah. Is her boyfriend over?
There's a guy that went into the break room with her. I don't know who he is, but yelled at her jacket.
He yelled at her jacket?
Yeah. No. He had a leather jacket.
Oh, he had a leather jacket. Oh,
but
a bad
he could
boy.
Yell at a jacket. I don't know what he does.
A bad boy came over. Yeah. All right, listen, Stan, I'm gonna be right over, all right? I'm going to take your whole department and I'm going to bring them over,
can
okay?
Can I keep playing my Switch?
Is that what you're doing over there?
Yeah.
Because your office babysitter is making out?
I don't know what she's doing, but it sounds like slamming of furniture.
Jesus Christ. She's having aggressive sex in the break room.
I don't know.
Stan, just wait right where you are on the curb, okay? Just wait on the curb and I'll come get you.
She's coming back. Put the cigarette out.
Okay, I can smell that.
They're both holding their...
You guys are holding in smoke, huh? A couple of dragons over here, huh? Okay. I can wait as long as you can. One of you is going to pass out.
So thank you for coming back into my office. I don't know if you know this, but Stan from accounting sat on a curb for 2 days straight and no one came to pick him up. We're going to have to write you up.
Okay. In all fairness, that feels a lot more like a bad father motif. You sure that was the babysitter's fault?
Well, he said that you were going to come pick him up. He sat there. Someone stole his switch. It was really disappointing.
Okay. Well, I'm not
cut
worried.
To another interview. Well, you sort of tumbled down the corporate tree, did you? Went from office mommy to office babysitter. And now here you are.
Interviews don't so often start with a scolding, but well, here we are.
As the office stepmommy, you've got your work cut out for you here.
Yeah, I can't believe stepmom's below babysitter, but... I guess it's just depending on how we look at it. Yes, I am applying to be the office stepmom.
A lot of times people have an affinity for their babysitters, particularly males. Sometimes crushes can develop. Stepmom's usually invading the space.
Well, there's a whole huge porn genre
yeah.
with stepmom, so.
You don't have to tell us.
Will that be part of it?
No. Well, not a... you know what? To be quite honest with you, I don't understand that subgenre at all.
Okay, so since you don't understand it, you can't imagine if it's a problem in this company?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I am desperate. Now,
okay, well, yeah. So, as you know, their real mommy moved to Ohio with their new boyfriend,
you
Rick.
You mean a worker, an office account executive
She betrayed
left.
The family. Okay. She betrayed the family.
We can call her an office mommy all she wants, but these titles are wild.
Now it's time to get into the meat part of the podcast. This is where a guest shares a story from their lives. Marissa, you're up first. Let's do it.
Yeah, great.
You're welcome. you're doing all the work.
So you were like, oh, maybe share a meaningful story. So I'm going to share the first time I ever had like kind of a prophetic dream, which was the only time truly that I know of. It hasn't occurred more than once. But I was like 5 years old and I went to this like preschool that became a kindergarten. Like it grew along with my age, it felt like. So they're just like, now we're opening a kindergarten. And it was a very like cooperative preschool that like the parents had to come and work and like hammer things every couple months.
Like to put stuff together or just
truly like they were like doing maintenance. It was like
co-op.
It was like a co-op. Yeah. So like my parents, I feel like have the ethos of a hippie, but none of the trappings. Like they were like, oh, we want like collective environments and stuff. And I remember being like, oh, mom, you were kind of a hippie. And she was like, yeah, a little bit, I guess. And I was like, can I see your clothes? Cause like as a child, I was like, she's going to have bell bottoms and like, cool clothes. And she didn't. She had one peace sign and it was wood and it wasn't cool. So I was like really bummed out about that. Anyways, getting back to family school. So this boy Jem would chase me around all the time, just like running around. And I remember I skinned my shoulder one time running, and like that's such a weird place.
Yeah,
to
that's
skin.
You fell down wild.
Yeah,
if you skinned
like
your
I
shoulder.
Like skid, like you know what I mean, like yeah. skidded, and then my shoulder yeah. took nothing else got skinned.
Like
just
when
my
a
shoulder.
Car flips out, that's what you did.
Yeah. And this boy Jem, it was like also the height of Jem the cartoon character. So I feel like he probably had a hard time in his life at that time.
Oh, I thought you meant he was the height of the cartoon character. And I was just like, how would you know?
Oh, I can tell.
It was like the heyday of that.
It was
okay,
the heyday
yeah,
of like
yeah.
Jem
gotcha.
And the holograms.
Gotcha,
and
gotcha.
His name was Jem. And I'm like, that probably was just hard.
Was it short for anything?
I don't know. He was Hungarian. Okay. So I'm like, I don't know what that would be short for. But anyways, we're this small class and Jem would chase me around constantly. And one night I had a dream that he was chasing me and we're like running and running. Like I had to like climb up the ladder of the slide. And then as I was sliding, he was like gaining on me. So I was like, I have to jump off the slide. And so I jumped off the slide halfway going down the slide, and then continued to run and got away from him. And then like a week later, that same thing happened. And I was like, oh, I know exactly what to do because I already did this in my dream. So I ran up the slide and then jumped off and I got away from him. I don't know. It was a really insane moment to be like 5 years old and be like, whoa. like a video game. I was like, oh, I know exactly what to do. These are the steps. And then I did it.
Whoa.
It was fun.
I love that you think not continuing down the slide isn't faster.
But if you're, I don't know, some kids go fast down a slide.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You want to go fast.
Crawl down it. I didn't crawl down it. Yes. No, but I feel like I don't know. I'm not a physical kid. Like I was a kid that wasn't like fast. I'm like a rounder kid where none of my parents did exercise.
One of those round kids.
Yeah, but that was just such a weird moment in my life. And I've always like been like, why doesn't that happen more if it happened once? But maybe it was just a coincidence because that guy just chased me all the time. But it felt really magical.
But you remember it from a dream? Is that like...
Yeah, so I had the dream and then it happened in real life like a week later. And so I knew what to do in real life because I'd had the dream.
So it felt distinct from like deja vu.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I've had this dream. Like I already knew the dream.
Whoa.
So it wasn't deja vu because I've had that experience. Yeah. So
that's so weird.
I wonder if deja vu comes from something happening in a dream or something that you...
I would love that.
That like you don't really remember. You know, you like you don't remember most of your dreams because there'll be certain moments where like a movie or something will happen and I'll be like, I remember this at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Like a movie, like you're watching a movie?
Like a movie will happen or like something will play out and I'll be like, and maybe also it could be that like, I did watch this movie at some point, but I had forgotten it like when I was little, but that I'll be like, oh, I have like this image in my mind already and it feels like I've dreamed this.
Hmm. Yeah. I heard something that like deja vu is like half of your brain processing like a split second faster or something. So it's like, oh, like the left, like I took it in through the left eye or whatever and processed it like that much quicker than the right side. But then you're conscious with the right eye or whatever. So it feels like, oh, I'm seeing this for a second time.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know. Yeah.
I've heard something similar about.
Yeah. Brains. I could be butchering it, but, yeah.
Did you ever like tell your parents about that?
I feel like I did, but I don't know if they were listening.
I guess it's like when a five-year-old is like, hey, I think a dream came true. You're like, okay, then.
Yeah. I don't know. I think like when I was that young, I think my parents were just working. Like, I don't know what. Do you know, I remember we had like spaghetti all the time and they were working. That's like what I remember.
Marissa and I have talked and you probably had the same thing of like something about having siblings. It's like other people to remember your history.
Uh-huh.
Whereas like when you're an only child, like I wonder if you remember less from childhood because you don't have other people helping you to remember things. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because like I'll have like other people being like, oh, that was this Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my parents are certainly no help in that regard because they just forget.
Yeah.
Well, not stuff from my early, early childhood. They're like, they remember benchmarks and stuff like that. Yeah, I haven't really thought of that, but like, I have been told I have a good memory.
Oh, okay. Maybe that it was like nobody else could add to it. So maybe
you're full.
I'm full up with memories. I do remember like weirdly, like years, times, like, but from my childhood, not really. Yeah,
you don't have a lot of like childhood memories?
No. I mean, you could probably shake them loose, but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just think now, like as an adult, it would be so cool to have a sibling to like help jog your memory in that way and help confirm reality where you're like, mom's doing this, right? And that's kind of funky or, you know,
yeah, or this happened. I have this weird memory of this. It happened, right?
Yeah. It would feel so satisfying to have someone else there that is just like, uh-huh. Or like, no, that's almost right. This is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because also adults keep things from kids. So sometimes, constantly, like, when you're trying to, like, remember, like, what was going on at a certain time.
Yeah.
It's like you weren't even aware of 70% of the picture.
Yeah, because you get, like, scaffold truths.
Yeah.
My mom got a motorcycle, hit her
just
car.
Just to brag.
My mom got a motorcycle. And it raised me. a motorcycler hit my mom. A motorcycler? A motorcyclist. Hit my mom's car. And instead of using the insurance money to fix the car, she got a VHS camcorder. And she got it when I was like 3 or 4. So like there's all this early footage of me because... And so I have this thing where I'm like, do I actually remember that happening or I've just seen the footage?
Yeah.
And it becomes a thing where it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. And it's like, I can't distinguish my actual memories a lot of times from like footage I've watched of a birthday party.
I feel like I have a lot of really early memories that my family is like, there's no way you remember that. We told you a story and it became a memory. But then in the memories, I have like parts where it's like, well, you weren't there for this part. Huh. Like my earliest memory is my mom went to go to Giant Eagle, the local grocery store in Pittsburgh.
Water park.
She actually was going to go somewhere else, but she didn't want us to come with her. And I thought in my mind, she's going to Giant Eagle. Mom goes to Giant Eagle so much that I started walking up the hill and I would have been like 2 or maybe 3. I started walking up the hill because I was like, I know how to get to Giant Eagle. It was like 3 miles away, but I started going. And my little brother in diapers started following me. And I remember like a neighbor being like, what's going on? Why are these two kids walking up the street? And there wasn't like a sidewalk or anything. That was just like a street without, like, we were on the side of the road. And I don't remember this, but I was told like police officers picked us up.
Oh, wow.
And drove us back to the house.
Whoa.
And my sister was like supposed to be watching us, but was like in her room listening to music or whatever. But they're like, you don't remember that. You were told it. But I was like, well, no one was around for that lady. So why would I have the memory of this lady freaking
right,
out?
Right, yeah. That's amazing.
I think you sort of just have these flashes, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like things that just like broke the norm so much where you're like, I remember the feeling of, or like, you met all the details.
That's so interesting. One thing I've heard about memory, and I don't know if it's true or not, but every time you remember a memory or recant a memory, you're replacing it.
You're
with
like
that
rewriting
version.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. So the actual memory is like leaves your brain, and this new version that you've just stated becomes the new memory, which feels very stressful to me.
Yeah.
It's like how Brian Williams, like, remember that Brian Williams thing?
Oh, when he was in a helicopter and he said that like they got shot at. And
that's like what he claims happened.
What? I don't know what
like
that
he just told
is.
The story.
So much
so
that
much,
it like slowly
like,
changed little by little.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is kind of bullshit, but
yeah.
I think it was in like a Malcolm Gladwell like podcast or something I was listening to where he was like sort of examining memories like that.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Won't call out who, but I have we all know this person, a friend who's very good at telling stories. And I realized one time as I was standing next to him at a party, I was there for the memory, but I also watched him workshop the story throughout the night. And so the story kept getting better as he was like, oh, whoa, this part works, this part doesn't. This part works, I'm going to exaggerate this part or really go into this part and explore this part. And through the night, I watched the story go from like, and then we got pulled over by the police to like, so then this cop, and he looks at me and he was like, I know who you know, like I watched it get a better story. And I was like,
whoa,
that's why this guy's so good at telling stories. He's just workshopping
using
it all
every
the time
of his life.
Yeah. And I like jokingly called him on it one time and he did get like little brother upset. I was like, what are you saying? And it was like, oh, that's your little nerve. Cause you do know you're doing it.
Whoa.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So you said that was like meaningful to you. So like, in what way? Just like, it was like,
Oh, I love the possibility of like knowing the future or everything kind of existing at once. I love that idea. Like that like everything's already happened, but we're just living in different like spots of a timeline or spots of like a collection web. And that kind of feeling of like knowing something ahead of time and then it actualizing into reality, I feel like that feels like pure magic and exciting to me.
That is cool.
I don't know.
Did you? So I'm sure when you were five, you didn't have all those.
No, but word or but it just felt magical to know what to do. I don't know. Maybe I was a kid that was walking around not knowing what to do all the time.
I think most kids are like that.
But, yeah.
So just that feeling like, holy moly.
Yeah. Just being like, oh, like I got this gift of information from somewhere, like my subconscious or, you know, whatever other elements are at play. I don't know. I don't know how brains work. How do we get ideas, guys?
Yeah.
I don't know either. I don't
think that we do know. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, how did those impulses form?
I don't know.
I feel like that way on mushrooms sometimes. Sometimes when I do mushrooms, I'm like, oh, yeah. So one time some people did mushrooms at my house. It was people we know again.
Yeah.
And they were they'd never been to my house before, but they were like finding things or like in the house that were like lines they'd said in an improv set together. And like, there was just like, the more they sort of like explored, the more they sort of like, it became apparent, and this is how you just feel on mushrooms,
yeah,
but it became apparent like, oh wow, we were supposed to be here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is it an accident or something like that?
Yeah.
Which I sort of feel sometimes I'm, I don't know.
I love any moment that feels like connected and like just kind of mind opening in a way. And like those kind of moments where you're like, ah, we're meant to be here. Like, that's cool. However your brain gets there. I don't know. I think that's so fun. Those are the moments I live for.
I don't know if I imagine you've all had this, but like, there'll be like a week where like there's something in the ether with improv or whatever, where it's like, oh my God, that's like the third Titanic reference this week. And I feel like I haven't heard one in like, and I'm like, how did that happen? Like, was it in the news, or was it like, I gave a suggestion that made somebody think of something, then they did a scene about Titanic, and then that filtered back to me. And then the next group I saw or whatever, I gave a suggestion that was like inspired by that, but it brought someone else. But sometimes it's like, I'll see it in a group I coach, and then I'll watch a show and someone will do it. And I'll be like, for a while, people were ringing doorbells, and instead of going ding dong, they were all going bing bong. And I was like, why is bing bong now the new doorbell?
Bing bong come from?
Could also be that you watch 40 hours of improv every week.
That similar thing of like how rumors happen, and not even where like some rumors are like, oh, this is like, there's a malicious part to it, and I could see someone making this jump mm-hmm. or wanting it. But when there was the AD search, there came to a moment where somebody was like, oh, I heard there's two people who are the choices, and one of them, or like one of three or something, and one of them is Matthew Brian Cohen, my husband. And I was like, oh, he didn't even apply.
I heard it was him. I heard.
And multiple people. And I told this story, and people I coached who I didn't even know knew I was married to that person was like, I heard that too. And there's no truth in it, because he didn't even apply for the job. But multiple people were like, I heard your husband is like one of three people who could be the AD. So, which it means that like that rumor went so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there were multiple levels of interviewing for that job.
Yeah.
And at every level, somehow Matt made it through. You know what I mean?
He was just crushing it.
Yeah.
Well, an interview process he didn't apply for.
It just blows my mind of like, that's, it also made me be like, oh, some rumors can have no truth in them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, he never even sent in an application, but somehow many, many people told me that they were sure he was one of the finalists.
Yeah. I heard it from like three different people.
That's
it was
insane.
So
yeah, Dhruv told me, and he's like someone like pretty connected. He's not just some random person.
Yeah.
That it was just like, and I guess it might have been like a misunderstanding, or someone maybe said like, oh, this person could do it because he does sketch and improv or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then maybe that person heard it mm-hmm. and thought it was true.
Like, I could see this person doing it. And then someone was like, well, I've heard this person's in the running. You know what I mean?
And
like,
But then somehow it became so true that it was passed around. And that's where I'm like, how does that, like, if you could follow information.
Yeah.
Like wind.
Yeah.
It starts with a fart. Someone farts out some wrong information and then...
Yeah.
We were at a bar on Friday night that was like reserved for a private birthday party or whatever. Saturday night, sorry. And we got in and it was like... somebody overheard and they were like, this is Chris Paul's birthday party. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that who they thought it was?
Is that a basketball player?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Yeah.
It's a basketball player who does not play in Los Angeles. But it was like...
Like, I had to put the kibosh on it. I was like, no, it's not. There's no basketball players here. What are we talking about?
But, like, we would hear somebody be like, oh, it's...
You could just look, and if anyone was tall, you'd know, right?
This is Chris Paul's short birthday party. I'm talking real shit.
Sweetheart, look outside here.
What's that?
There's a couple babies walking in the road. I do. That's not right, right?
No, that's not all right. Should we go make sure they remember this?
Do you want to? Yeah, that's good. Let's make an imprint on them so they know that walking alone down the road isn't something you should do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. We don't want to traumatize them.
No, we don't. What?
We don't want to traumatize them.
Well, a little bit, right? We want them to be afraid of
it, but we don't want this to, like, we don't want them to grow up fearing the wrong thing. We want to teach them a valuable lesson without inflicting any sort of, like, we don't want to come out as a big... apple for some reason and scare them and then they are turned off to fruit.
Well, then fuck my plan then.
What was your plan?
I have this apple suit.
We cut to a new age preschool. Hi, Heidi. Thank you so much for coming in and your interest in our new preschool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, curious.
We are very popular. We have a very specific learning style.
Okay.
Which is the shock and learn.
Oh. Okay. Sounds hot and new.
It is hot and new. And I will say this before I explain what it is. Let me say that 99% of our graduating class goes on to second and higher education.
Wow.
Many at Ivy League schools.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, like, I do want the best for my kid. You know?
First and foremost, that's what I have to ask. Do you want the best for your kid?
Yes, I want the best.
Are you
for my
willing
kid.
To trust me? Put your child's education in my hands to get the best from your children.
Well, I mean, that's why we're kind of interviewing different preschools. We kind of want to see where we're going to.
I'm so happy we're on the same page.
Regina.
So the way that this preschool works is every time we introduce a new concept, something very traumatic happens.
Oh.
So while learning the alphabet, we might get taken captive, held hostage, okay. Something like that.
Well, I'm sorry. Can I just stop you? That sounds very scary. You know, Regina has a little bit of anxiety to begin with. You know,
That's good to work with.
Okay. Well, I do want you to be aware
Heidi,
of it.
Can I ask you again? Just let's go back. Do you trust me? And do you want the best for your child?
I mean, I want the best for my child.
What is your daughter's name again?
Regina.
Do you want little Regina to go to Princeton or stinky old Penn State?
I don't think Penn State is stinky.
A branch campus of Penn State? Penn State, New Kensington.
Okay. I don't want any kind of satellite campus if possible, but you know, I want the real deal.
Penn State, Johnstown.
I don't know what Penn State
Altoona.
Okay. I don't want any of these satellite campuses.
And I don't either.
Can I just say...
Regina, do you know what that means in Latin? Queen. That's what your daughter's name means.
Oh, really?
Your daughter?
I thought you were asking my daughter, Regina, if she knew what Altoona meant or something.
No, Altoona is a weird city in Pennsylvania. But your daughter's name means queen. Wow. And I'm going to help raise her into one.
Knock, knock. Open up.
Come in.
We've got an apple suit and a gun.
Oh, you're here.
Have you chosen your daughter's preschool yet?
Oh, my God.
This is to
pop, 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 pop.
Okay. He came a little early. This was to remind you that the application is due October 13th. This was to remind you of that.
The application.
This is fucking... fucking insane.
The application is how you can remember that.
The application?
Okay, mnemonic devices are very helpful.
Okay, my daughter right now has curled into a ball and is whimpering.
Regina, when's the application due?
October 13th.
All right, we did it.
I don't like this. Okay,
the apple tries to leave. Can I just
he's stuck
in the door?
He could get in, but he couldn't get out. Why does that happen? Okay, get the butter.
A guy comes out in a butter suit. Also with a gun.
Okay, this person also came early. Okay, this person
What the fuck is going on here?
This person was supposed to remind us that we will have French immersion classes.
Why? Because of butter?
Bonjour.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour, monsieur. Bonjour.
Je m'appelle.
This is fucking crazy. This is insane, guys. I am looking for a comfortable environment. Is there anything about
this preschool?
So you
can go to Pitt Johnstown?
Okay, no!
So your kid can go to...
No, my child will go to whatever campus they want to. Hopefully not a satellite campus.
UNC Wilmington?
Okay. I don't,
so they're just on the beach?
I don't know.
Maybe UNC Greensboro.
I don't know the qualifications of any of these schools.
Regina, what kind of classes do we have here?
French immersion.
That's right.
We.
Okay.
Look, nobody said it was going to be easy, okay? Success is never easy, all right? Nobody said that this was going to be a cakewalk. All right, Heidi?
Okay, I have a question.
Please.
Are there student services here? Because I'm assuming there's a lot of therapy that's
Yeah, there's
needed.
A lot of trauma care.
Okay.
We pick up the pieces.
Okay. Well, like, what is the mental state of the people that are going on to graduate? Heightened?
Heightened.
That sounds scared to me.
Cut to an alumni event.
You need to announce your presence when you walk.
I'm sorry.
Everybody
I was just going to
cool.
give away the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay. You don't mean that because someone's dying, right?
Yeah, that's what
that's
I was thinking,
the end of
too.
Life.
Yeah.
No one's died. Did someone die?
Oh, my God. Am I dead?
I am the caterer. I've got apple slices and butter.
No, October 13th. October 13th. That's what the application is due.
Oh man, it's just nice to be out and having a barbecue, right? Get everybody together.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. God, craziest thing happened to me today. Now, what would you say if I told you that I nearly got hit by a Honda Civic?
Oh my God.
Is that real? True.
I would say that's terrible. I'm so glad you're okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what if I were to, what would you say if I said that I got hit by the Honda Civic?
I would say.
Did you get hit by a Honda Civic?
Is the Honda Civic what you're hung up on? What if it was a Jaguar?
I guess I would say, why did you come to the barbecue?
Yeah. Did you get hit by a car?
Okay. I didn't get hit by, no, I did not get hit by
a car. You look normal.
Right. Yeah. No, that's not the crazy story. Is it the car that's weird? What if I got chased by a raccoon?
For what purpose?
Hey.
Why did the raccoon chase
me? We're already at the barbecue.
Let's say I had food in my pocket. Would that be an interesting story?
Jeremy, you don't need an interesting story.
What?
We're just here hanging out, being friends, just sharing what's happened in our life in the last week or so.
Yeah, you didn't even wait for the conversation to have reach a lull before you worried about if you had a great story.
Right. That's okay. You're right.
Plus, I was just going to talk about how I got engaged.
Oh, my God.
God.
Oh, congratulations, David.
Yeah, David.
How did it happen?
Yeah, how did you do it? Like, or did she do it? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, please, Tanya.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I did it, yeah. I popped the question.
Oh, good, good.
It was by Niagara Falls. You know how we went to Buffalo, University of Buffalo. That's where we met. And it was just sort of by the top of the waterfall, you know, where you kind of watch it go over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
I dropped a University of Buffalo sweatshirt.
That's expensive.
Like as part of a ritual, or
no? Just like a reminder. Like,
so
oh,
you
remember
could
this
kneel down
thing?
On it, or
so? Yeah, I kneeled down.
Okay,
and then I
as a visual
up.
Cue.
Just as a, I guess it was you considered a bit of a prop.
David, did this story happen?
Did this story happen?
Did you get engaged?
Would it be better if?
Would it?
You and Lydia have been together for 19 years.
Yeah.
That should have tipped us off.
I thought you might get engaged after 19 years.
Oh, I was going to say we went to the wedding.
I didn't go to the wedding. I mean, I think that was the night that I got blackout drunk and met this crazy person.
He was like,
oh, give me your money. And I was like, here's my pants.
Is this your blackout drunk memory?
Yeah. I mean, it's hazy because I was blackout drunk. But I do remember we ended up at a Chuck E. Cheese.
You see her eyes shifting around the backyard and there's like a plate of cheese and like pants hanging on a laundry line.
And then I remember there was this big tree and the tree was like an oak, I guess. And I was like, oh,
Tony, this story is you got blackout drunk. Someone mugged you for your pants. Some connection was made. So you forcibly or voluntarily went to Chuck E. Cheese, which I can't imagine they're open past nine.
I'm just telling you my God's honest story.
And this was the day that your friend David got married. This is what you remember happened that day.
That's what I remember from David's wedding day, you know? Unless there's a better specific I could add that would make this story more relatable.
We need to stop fabricating stories when we come together.
I agree.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
It's too much. Let's just take the pressure off of interesting conversation.
Okay.
We need to catch up.
Yeah.
Okay? That can be enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to have a preference between vegetarian hot dogs and regular hot dogs?
Oh, that's so crazy. I invented those.
Vegetarian ones?
Yeah, I invented vegetarian hot dogs.
I was going to say, that'd be crazy if you invented regular hot dogs because I invented those. So.
Da, da, da. Interesting.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I invented a tree, and it's probably an oak.
I got hit by a fire on the way here.
By a fire?
By a fire.
A single blade of fire? And what do you mean you invented an oak?
I invented...
You grew an oak, or you invented the oak tree?
I was the first inventor of oaks.
And you are timeless?
I mean, I don't know my birthday.
you
could have led with that, because that's interesting.
I don't know my birthday. On my driver's...
Who does, right?
Yeah.
No one knows.
We all know our birthdays.
I do not.
And don't forget mine.
6666.
Yes, I'm the devil. I'm Satan, and I invented vegetarian hot dogs. Why do you think they're so bad? Have you ever had a vegetarian hot dog that you thought, wow, that could be a real hot dog? No. Satan made those. And are hot dogs the most amazing thing you've ever put in your mouth? Yes. And they're terrible for you. Satan did that.
We see she has a red tail and a pitchfork.
And I hit you with that fire. I can't believe it took this long to point it out.
I thought we agreed we were going to make stories up.
Yeah. What is this?
Well, if you guys don't believe me that I'm Satan, Beelzebub, the Prince of Darkness.
You keep saying that.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I feel like you're an insurance salesperson.
Well, you know what? Zap, your wife has breast cancer.
What? Oh, my God.
Zap, both are boobs.
What? Oh, my God.
Double.
And
well,
you know
leave
what?
My wife out of it.
Zap, an inch off your dick. Check. Get hard if you need to.
What the hell? It's an innie.
So you only, that's right, you only had an inch. Three quarters of an inch. That's why it's a little bit in now. Anybody else want to doubt whether I'm the devil?
I know you're the devil. I know you
and
are.
I know that you invented that oak.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You did it. I was getting jealous that you also were timeless.
No, it's okay. I'm a fucking nature nymph, you know? And yeah. That's... No, I'm a tree. I'm a tree lady.
She's just pointy ears. She's been floating a foot off the ground.
We are interesting people, and yet we're making up stories.
You two are crazy. You're making stuff up all day.
Yeah. I don't believe a word of what you say. God. After all, I'm just a talking football.
Oh. Okay, kids, you have been selected from gym class to be in a special gym class because you are round ones.
What?
Just take, it's okay. We have a group of you, so this is a safe place. Look, everybody look to their left. Everybody look.
Tip.
Okay, that happens. That happens. Okay, let me just look to your right. Look to your right. Okay, you should be balanced right now. You guys are the kids without any discernible athletic ability.
Can I say, when I look in the mirror, I see, like, do you remember what Weeble people look like?
I do remember what Weeble people look like.
That's what I feel like.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's why you are in a special gym class.
Okay.
Thomas.
Do we have to run?
There's no judgment here.
Do we have to run?
You know what? Every once in a while when I'm feeling down, I will ask you to, because boy, is it fun when I watch it.
I think I might be in the wrong place. I definitely like can play sports and stuff. And
okay, well, let me see. Let me throw this football and...
Oh,
it's
no.
Rolling down a hill.
Oh, no. Why do I do this class at the top of a hill?
A bunch of high school basketball players grab him.
Oh,
him
they're
around.
Picking him up. Uh-oh.
See, look.
You can't play sports. You are sports.
They throw him back up the hill.
Oh, thank you. Caught him. Put him back down.
That was fun. See, I just played basketball.
Okay, Brian. Is that always what basketball feels like to you?
Yeah, getting dunked and shot through a three-pointer.
Okay. While I will say that must be fun for you, I don't think that you are moving your body in any way that's building muscle.
Oh, I'm not moving my body? Did you?
Some people are moving your
I got
body.
Bounced past.
Okay. Did you have any force in that?
Forcefully hit my head on the ground.
He's got bruises.
Okay.
Doesn't I'm a sports guy.
In that you would be sold at Dick's Sporting Goods. Yes.
Hey.
Hey, we agree.
I have a note from my doctor. I can't participate.
Okay. What is it, Tommy? It's going to be tough. There's Tommy and Thomas. I'll keep it straight.
It says that I'm not allowed to have any physical sort of exertion because my doctor says that I have asthma.
Can I read this note? Does your doctor always write in crayon?
Well, it happened in the waiting room.
What?
He was.
Catch him on the way out? Why were you having this meeting in the waiting room?
Yeah, he was on his way out and I was coloring, so.
And that was the end of your visit or the beginning of your visit?
It was the beginning, and the middle, and the end.
So you only meet with your doctor in the waiting room?
Yeah.
Is this an insurance issue? Or look, you're going to exercise. I don't believe you
what?
Have asthma.
I've got to go. I've got a part-time job.
What is it, Thomas?
I go to birthday parties, and kids punch me, and then I pop back up.
Jesus Christ. Can I say that? No, you're not going to that gig today.
I need money.
Okay, well, what kind of cruel parent hires and pays you?
All of them?
Yeah, we all have jobs.
Yeah.
Mine is I hang on to little wires at doctor's offices, and then they push me around.
Wires at doctor's. Oh, you're one of those games that looks like a little car on a track?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's good work.
Yeah, I guess that's a little bit better, but also what a huge game that must be.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's pretty big, but it's also a good doctor's office, so kids really like it.
Okay, and what is your job,
I also
Tommy?
Do birthday parties. I get hoisted up in a tree by a rope.
Uh-oh.
And kids hit me with a bat until I
cut to a birthday party. Sweetheart, what kind of pinata is this?
We're going to hit and hit and hit until Tommy gets his kidney.
This is a ball? What am I going to get, like a donkey? Or
good luck getting this candy out of my grips.
Oh, he's holding candy. That's more humane.
Oh, I get it. We're going to hit
we're
child.
We're going to beat the shit out of this child.
Well, this will ought to be fun. All right.
Okay.
Got to spin around.
And we're going to blindfold you.
Oh, I get to take the first
hit. You can take... Babe,
the
take
kids
the
might
first,
do it.
No, take the first hit.
Yeah,
show them how it's
kid.
Done, babe.
Just tell me I can't get it.
Hey, this kid is not fat. He's round.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But... I'm going to get that candy.
We cut to an hour later and he's winded.
Come on, you little chunk.
Good luck.
Hey, Daddy.
Just shut up.
No, Daddy. When, When you're so winded, when you were little, were you round?
I was not. I was not. I was a very athletic boy.
Really?
I played some high school football players were like, hey, check out that football.
I'd love to play that. Whoa. Put, put, pass.
Great. Well, let's get back into the meat part of the podcast. Mary, you're up.
Yes. I'm pigeonholing myself. Mm-hmm. I had a dad, a family story. I said, I guess my dad is a main part of it. But have I ever told you about the candy convention?
Wait. You've told me about the bread convention.
Yeah. No, I'll just tell the story. Yeah.
Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
We did some sort of.
Maybe it might have been the bread convention. Part of my dad's conventions. Life was he went to a series of conventions. If you ask me what my dad did, I would say he sold bread. But what that entails, I don't really know. But sometimes he'd come home with boxes of ciabatta. So he was in the bread selling
How
business.
Many boxes? Like, what does that mean?
Like a 3x3 box, but only like 6 inches tall of just like loaves of ciabatta, and it would be in his car, and sometimes it'd be like, we're gonna have dinner, somebody go get a loaf of ciabatta.
You keep it in the car and you'd have to run out to the car
sometimes
to get a loaf.
Yeah, and one time he we wanted to watch, my brother went to University of Connecticut, which is not like a school that would play at a sports bar, and we wanted to watch that game, and my dad offered like what would be an equivalent of a Buffalo Wild Wings, a box of ciabatta, so that they would turn the channel to the UConn game. And I don't know if they were like, we'll do it, but we don't need your weird bread. What are we going to do with a box of ciabatta?
Is it ciabatta or pata?
What? I could be saying it wrong. Ciabatta.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's probably, there's a B in it.
Yeah,
ciabatta.
Okay. Got it. I am clarifying for myself.
Yeah, no, I'm doing it wrong. So that is like the world, I guess, we lived in. We had, before I was in fifth grade, I grew up in Pittsburgh, we had never seen the ocean. And some of that was that, like, because I'm the sixth of eight, is like my family moved around a lot. So they lived in like Orlando, Florida, and they lived in different places where they did go to the ocean a lot. So by the time I was around, my family was like, oh, it almost was like we have been to the ocean, but like little Mary hadn't been to the ocean.
I see.
Kind of thing.
So like on vacations and stuff?
We had very few vacations. So we were, in fifth grade going to go to, my dad was like, we're having a convention in Myrtle Beach, do you guys want to come? And we were like, oh my god, yes. And he had gone to Myrtle Beach a lot, and this was the first time he thought, I'll take my family. So we went one year, and it was the first time I saw the ocean, and I thought it was like so cool, and we had so much fun. And then for some reason we didn't go in sixth grade, and then again in seventh grade he was like, do you guys want to go back to Myrtle Beach? We had a pretty good time in fifth grade, so I was like, yes. We rented a minivan, we drove down to Myrtle Beach, and this trip was just bonkers. As we were driving down like the main strip of Myrtle Beach, my littlest brother was in the back. He probably was like 5, and he was like, I'm not feeling great. Like, and we were like, we'll pull him up, and as we were pulling him up, he throws up everywhere. So my dad got really mad and like pulled to the side of the road and like yanked him out, and my mom got mad of just like, don't yank him out. So they left, they just like walked away. And then by the time my dad calmed down enough, he was like, well, we got to find your mom. And when we drove, and my dad drove off, and as we were like driving back, we're like, well, I don't know where they are. Finally, my dad was like, let's just go to the hotel. We go to the hotel. And my mom saw someone he worked with. So like did end up in the hotel. My mom just went and like washed him off in the ocean. So the big thing that was leading up to this. Oh, and also on this trip, like in fifth grade, every single night we went out to dinner, which is what you do kind of on a, you know, you don't have
on a vacation,
whatever. This trip, my dad was just like, okay, we're going out. Which one of you wants to come? So we
he
were
left
like
it up to choice.
It was like round robining who got to come to dinner kind of thing.
Whoa.
And I was like, well, if you don't go to dinner, what's dinner? And it was like, we'll get McDonald's for the other people, but then like one of you can come out to the restaurant with me and my mother or whatever. And we're like, okay, that's
really strange.
We're like, this feels like less. And then my sister had taken like Accutane, so she was very like skin sensitive and didn't put on sunscreen and got like third degree burns and looked terrible. And every time we were out, people were like, use aloe. Like they were like, and she just, so she also then getting so sunburned, just wanted to hang out in the hotel. And my dad was like very on edge, just being like, I took you to Myrtle Beach, go out to the beach. And she was like, I'm so hurt. And he is, but so this trip was just like, huh, this second beat is worse. So then on like the last day, he's like, I'm going to take you to the candy convention. So we go to this, imagine we go to this convention and imagine like a building that's like empty, two football, like it doesn't have anything, but it's like two football fields big and just a bunch of booths. And you get the equivalent of like a Gap bag. And they're like, anything, everything's free as much as you can fill up this Gap bag. So it's like trick or treating. But like on crack.
Yeah.
And so you would go to like the M&M display and it would be like, these are the new M&Ms. Do you want a sample of these M&Ms? It was like a full size thing. There were like vending machines that like you didn't have to put money in.
Whoa.
So you could go and get like a new Gatorade flavor of so Gatorade fun. And you push the button and you got it. And
this
so
would
it was
be like
just
my
like
dream.
Yes.
Yeah. At that age.
It was just like, this is the coolest thing that has ever happened. And you got candy that hadn't come out yet, but other candies, and everyone had like a little booth. And I remember my dad's booth, I don't remember who he worked for at the time, but he like made a big deal of like introducing us to his like coworkers or whatever. And we were like, oh, hi or whatever. And we just came away with like, it would have been my mom, my dad, my sister Beth, my sister Bridget, me, John, and Matt all went on this trip. So we came back with like five bags of like huge things of just like candy and like goldfish and stuff like that. Then the next day we were kind of driving home and we were like to like Pittsburgh. And at a certain point we were like, we're hungry. And my dad was like, eat from your candy bag. And we were like, no, we can't have any more candy bars. We want food. Like we were so hungry. And you know what? Like after like Halloween, where there comes a certain point where you're like, the dream of just eating candy is over. You're like, I need real food. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and he was like, again, really on edge. And he normally was on edge, but we like pulled over someplace. And I remember my mom, she like didn't have a lot of agency growing up because she didn't have like a job, or she like was a substitute teacher. So not like a well-paying job. So he like walked out of the van. And I remember being like, are we going to have to like, are we going to get left on the side of the road, mm-hmm. and have to make our way back from like North Carolina to Pittsburgh or whatever? And she like found like coins in her purse and bought us like two sausage McMuffins from like McDonald's. And we were like, food, ooh, food. And we drove home and he didn't like leave us on the side of the road. And then very shortly thereafter, his company fired him because he was stealing money from the company. And we realized, oh, we were invited so that they would see he has a family and not like throw him in jail kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
We were there as like
props.
Yes. Of like, I have, look at my children, because I think he saw the like, I don't know what the
tea leaves or whatever.
Yeah, he saw the tides changing. They're realizing he's just stealing money from this company. So he was like, I've got to make a move to be like, how do I make sure that I don't get like in like legal trouble? But that's why he also was especially like on edge. And then of just like, whoa. Oh, this was right. His last few days at the company. And he was like, everybody meet my daughters and sons. but yeah, I just remember just like that whole trip we got back, and we have older siblings that didn't come because they were like in college or whatever. And they were like, how's the Myrtle Beach? I'm like, we don't want to talk about it. We do not want to talk about Myrtle Beach.
They were like, but you got lots of candy. And
shut
like,
up. It doesn't mean anything. Candy won't make you happy. Nothing will. But yeah, it just was like so many like holy weird little shit. Like, I hate this trip. It just like turned into like the trip from hell.
But the first year that was, do you think,
I don't know if he was like, this is a way I can get a free vacation for my family. Other people are kind of doing it. Sure. We'll go down to Myrtle Beach.
Uh-huh.
And things just lined up again. He probably was stealing money from the company. So he was on a high. We're going to get to go to buffets every single night and mm-hmm. we're going to go out to restaurants and things like that. And then, yeah, the second year I'm sure we just came as like props. Oh, yeah. Because my brother pointed out the amount of times he got fired for stealing from companies, but never got any legal trouble. He must have been like, I have 8 children. You cannot throw me in jail. Uh-huh. Like, for sure, he must have done something of like, if you put me in jail, you will make 8 kids homeless. Yeah. Because otherwise, like, you don't just get to steal from companies.
No, and they just go like, bye.
Yeah, and just goodbye, go do it somewhere else kind of thing. Like, but he never got any legal trouble. They just would fire him. So he for sure must have like fallen, been like, please, please, please don't. I have a family. And I think it was like, and look at them. You can see them.
Yeah. Right,
and a lot of children. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, that's,
look at my 5 kids.
Yeah.
Right now. Kind of thing.
Whoa.
But yeah. that, like, the candy convention was like high highs and low lows. yeah, and just that feeling of like, I cannot eat candy anymore. I'm a 13-year-old. Give me a piece of bread. Give me something, because I you cannot subsist on like Kit Kats.
Yeah, where's the car loaf?
Yeah, give me a car loaf. And also, that whole trip, we drove around a minivan that smelled like vomit because my little brother had thrown up in it. I'm talking real shit.
Yeah, no, I can seat you by the window. I don't, but you can keep that ciabatta. Oh. We'll seat your party at the window. You can have, there's plenty of seats at the.
Well, are you sure? Because I'd love a great night for me and my husband over here.
We're going to.
Did you just pass some breadsticks that way?
I passed some bread.
Okay.
Don't worry, honey.
Gonna
have getting the primo service.
Look, you're going to have a great time.
Because of the bread.
Well, we pride ourselves on it, making sure everybody has a wonderful experience at the Pacific Coast Grill.
Well, we're willing to pay, so, you know, as you can see.
Great.
We've got the bread.
Let's just do standard transactions. We'll give you food. You'll
wink,
pay
wink,
for it.
Nod, nod. I'm getting what you're saying.
We see someone at the host stand looking over at the window. What the hell?
Oh, God. Does he need bread now, too?
What? No.
Okay. God, this is getting expensive.
It is. I have some crostini in my back pocket.
No, we don't
for
need
these kind
any
of scenarios.
Oh, I said I'd pay tonight, but... If you wouldn't mind passing this crostini over. Crostini?
Okay. Sure. I will pass this over to the host.
Whoa, don't throw it so hard.
That's crostini.
Expensive.
That was wild of me. I don't.
That's from us.
Brian, I'm sorry. They're pushing bread on me. I snapped a little bit.
Okay, but... so if you could just read us the specials.
Yes.
And then read us the specials.
Oh, I assure you, we only. No amount of bread
is
going to create
a buttermilk biscuit.
He's holding all like a bunch of
bread. Have you never served someone as wealthy as us? Is that why you're uncomfortable right now?
No,
we get it a lot.
No,
the face and the look you're giving us right now. Let's just say we get it a lot. We know why.
Uh-huh.
We're filthy bread rich.
I know.
I don't know.
I've
what
got
that
pitas
means.
Falling out of my man's shirt.
I can see that. It's actually disrupting. Yes,
I know,
let me read
tough.
The specials.
Teddy?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's Brian from the host stand.
Yeah, Brian.
We have some customers. They sort of want the window.
They want this window seat?
They're in the cheese business. They cut me off a...
What are you doing?
Oh my God.
I sort of promised
Harlsberg?
It to him over the phone. What'd you say?
Is that Harlsberg?
This is Harlsberg.
Jarlsberg?
Jarlsberg.
I can't pronounce.
I don't fucking like cheese.
Okay.
A lot everybody of people really
my
do.
Husband doesn't like cheese.
I don't like cheese. I don't like hearing about it. You know what? Take some English muffins and get out of here.
It's not going to go very well with the cheese.
You can't. I can't believe I'm saying this. You can't take bribes from 2 different people for the same thing.
You took the bread bribe. I'm the
host. I'm taking the bread.
Why are you
bribe?
Seeing
well, you
bread
got some bread bribe.
Bread
I hate
is not
to,
a bribe.
I hate to insert myself here, but you were compensated nicely.
Brian,
I don't want
taking
to,
bread
I don't
and
like
cheese
English
from...
muffins. I'm actually
well,
allergic
what about
to
that
gluten.
Crostini? Didn't that make its way to you, or did it go through
it
enough hands?
It hit me in the forehead. I am allergic to gluten.
I've got a potato loaf in here. I'll give you potato bread.
In where?
In my mail jacket.
Man jacket.
Brian, stop taking this cheese. Stuff.
Brian, a line is forming at the hostess stand.
I'm a bottle of wine away from a date.
You're not.
Don't you take that bribe.
Stop doing this. You're encouraging bribery of like. Of, yeah.
Hey, none of this is bribes, baby. Yes.
We agree cool on that. We agree this is not
be cool,
bribes.
Man. Be cool.
I'm trying to be cool. I would prefer it if nobody gave me any more bread.
And by the way, is there a bread basket that comes
yes,
with this restaurant?
Yes, we have a bread basket.
Because I'm low on bread.
Mm-hmm. I am too. What is it? Rosemary?
We have some rosemary, a rye. There's also a
pumpernickel?
Sourdough. And there's a pumpernickel in there.
Good, because we...
Cut to the kitchen. You want a loaf of pumpernickel?
Yes.
What are you going to do for me?
We serve bread.
I don't. I make the bread and I give it out selectively. What are you or those customers going to do for me? Pumpernickel's a big ask.
What are you doing to me?
We cut to the back alley. Tommy! What? Tommy, I heard you suck dick for pumpernickel.
Whoa.
Tommy.
You heard that I suck dick?
Yeah, I heard you suck dick in the kitchen for the pumpernickel.
I'm just trying to get through the day, okay? And if I have to suck a couple of cooks off to get a loaf of pumpernickel to shut up a table at the window, I'm going to do it.
My father told me that's the kind of man you are.
I don't
never
know how you heard about it and why you're here. Look, I'm trying to put literal
because
food
my girlfriend's
on our
a sous chef, okay?
Well, I'm sorry, okay? I'm just trying to bring home money to us so that we can put our own food on the table.
Okay, you know what? You know how I'll forgive this?
How?
Slice of bread.
Oh, my God.
I want to go shopping, Tommy.
Do not go shopping
Tommy,
with bread.
Tommy, I need to go shopping.
It's
just
not
give me a
work.
Thick cut
I
of bread.
As far as I know,
Tommy, I want some nice stuff. I want some nice stuff. Let me go shopping with
the
some
kitchen.
Bread.
Well, look who's back.
My girlfriend
would
like
to suck my dick to save your marriage.
Got back into the window restaurant. Where have you been? We need to sit down. We haven't even sat down
yet. I am so sorry. I'm just trying to get everything squared away. I've got your loaf of pumpernickel.
Thank you so much.
A loaf of pumpernickel, okay? The specials, we've got a clam chowder in a bread bowl.
You know what I was just remembering?
What?
I should cut back on bread. I don't want this pumpernickel.
You don't want it. You don't want it.
What are you doing to my wife right now? What are you doing to my wife?
Cut back to the kitchen. Whoa, no takesies back.
No, you suck my dick.
I don't want it.
I want something. Give me something that I can exchange.
Once I give the bread's gone. But it would kill me to see you throw it away.
Garbage man here, who's ready to suck my dick so I take away the garbage?
That's how we've been doing business here.
Well, yeah.
I always do it.
This is how you get the garbage taken care of.
Oh, great. What if a pumpernickel?
Huh?
What if it was throw you a pumpernickel?
Whoa. Okay.
You'll take the garbage away?
I will take garbage away for some pumpernickel. My wife needs a necklace.
How long
how did I not ask that?
What am I going to bring that up? I'm getting my dick sucked every other Sunday. You think I'm going to say, you know what, I also take pumpernickel? No! I'm going to keep getting my dick sucked!
Jenna?
Yeah?
Last night was crazy. Like, we drank a lot.
Yeah.
And as you can see, I threw up on myself and there's no ocean nearby to clean it up. So I don't know what to do.
Take a shower. What?
No,
get out of my
I need
room.
An ocean. I need to get bopped into the ocean to clean this up.
Yeah. God, last night was crazy. Jenna. Other Jenna.
Yeah.
You're so dirty. Do you need me to drive you to the ocean?
Yes. Would you? Can you? Does your head not hurt?
Oh, my head is throbbing, but you can just walk around with filth on yourself all night. We need to go to the ocean.
Thank you. It's like crust.
It's all crusty.
We could just go to the, just take a bath.
No.
What are you talking
what
about?
What are you talking
just take
about?
A bath.
Were you raised by apes? Like, what are you talking
Alien
about?
Alien apes?
You have to go all the way to the ocean?
If you throw up on yourself, you have to clean yourself off in the ocean. What if
that's not true? I've definitely just thrown my shirt away or taken a little shower. Don't look at me like that.
Jenna One, that sucks.
Jenna One.
Honestly, I would have never agreed to be your roommate if I'd known this about
you. We have
to
remember next time to ask in the roommate interview, how do you clean yourself up when you... Throw. I took it for granted. I took it for granted that people didn't know that you had to clean yourself off in the ocean.
I know.
Why? What's better about that than just doing it regular style
with soap?
It's purifying.
There's salt.
You get to see the ocean.
Oh, my head is killing me.
Yenna, what's going on?
What's up, Yenna?
Just a rough night. Mm. Oh, God, is that the smell of vomit?
I'm so sorry. Yes, we haven't made our way to the ocean yet.
Jenna, I'm so sorry.
Get in the car. You can come
too. I'm not going to the car. I'm just disgusting.
Well, you're not cleaning yourself off with the bathtub.
I am too going to the bathtub.
You will not be our roommate if you clean yourself up here.
You're going to have to go to the ocean with the rest of us.
Ocean's like 4 hours away. I'm not going.
Well, I don't like it either, but here we are.
Well, yeah, we shouldn't have gone to a land campus.
Yeah.
I know. I wish I didn't go to a land campus. Yeah. Mm.
I wanted to get into a satellite school near the ocean.
UNC Wilmington.
Yeah.
It's on the beach. But alas, we didn't have the grades.
No. Alas.
This is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Why'd you puke on me?
I wasn't trying
now I'm
to puke on...
Yenna
could have come anyways.
Yes.
I'm not going to the ocean. I have so much work to do. I'm going to go to the bathroom and figure this out.
I swear to fucking God, if you clean yourself off in the shower, I will evict you from this apartment.
And I will throw you out physically.
She's very
Jenna,
small.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
Jenna
I too? Shot put.
Well, fine. Fine. Then let's get in the car and go. Not driving.
Not driving.
I don't want to.
It looks like I'm driving.
Thank you, Yenna.
Yes. All right, everybody into the car.
Mm.
Oh, God.
It's a hot. I'm sorry.
Hot.
I threw up in here last night. And I'm sorry. Oh. I forgot about it.
We have to drive the car into the ocean.
We do not.
Yes, we do.
We just got to go to a detailing service.
Oh, you are a fucking disgusting savage.
I'm the only one. Well, I did puke after I was puked on, but I know how to hold my liquor at least. Nope. Y'all are tossing your cookies at me.
Okay, no one's talking. No one is blaming anyone else for throwing up. That's a human reaction.
Yeah, it's a human reaction to a lot of Goldschlager.
And I'll go fast.
Can we hose each other off? And like?
No, not unless that hose is connected to the ocean.
Yeah, if you have a hose connected to the ocean, sure.
Yeah.
So what? Jesus. I mean... You had diarrhea last week, Yenna. You didn't have to like go jump in a waterfall.
Hey, I told you that in confidence that I had diarrhea.
But that's gross. You don't have to like jump in a waterfall.
How did you handle it, Yenna?
Huh?
How did you handle it?
It's not important.
Yenna? It is important.
It's pretty gross.
I mean, if you just went into the shower, I would be pissed.
I'd be pretty
fucking
pissed.
The shower. Of course, I wouldn't go into the shower.
Did you go to a creek?
No, the neighbors have a saltwater pool I went to.
What the hell? Why don't we just go there?
Did you shit in their pool?
No, I had a chat and then went in the saltwater pool to clean off. So I guess technically, but...
It's really best to go to a creek for diarrhea.
Yeah, it is best to go to a creek for diarrhea.
But it's not a sticking point.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not vomit and ocean.
Yeah.
Oh God, we get pulled over. Hello. Do you know why I pulled you over?
I was maybe going over the speed limit.
Any other guesses?
He's shaking his head.
You want me to keep guessing?
I think it's pretty clear.
Bust the taillight?
No.
We all threw up on ourselves.
And?
This car is stolen.
Wait, hold on a minute. Holy shit.
Drive, Yenna, drive!
It's the cop.
He throws up on himself.
Should we take
him
back to the ocean?
Oh, God, we have to turn around. We have to take him to the ocean.
Do you think he's going to have the same ocean as us? Can we go to a gulf? Does the Gulf of Mexico count?
The Gulf counts, right?
The Gulf counts.
Okay, but it doesn't feel like an ocean. It feels like a golf.
It counts. It counts.
They keep driving. They have the cop is now in there. They keep driving. They pass a Jack in the Box where people have food poisoning.
Oh, my God. Pick them up.
Pick them up.
Put them on top like a luggage carrier.
E. coli never stops, you know?
They
we are such good deed doers.
Yeah, we really are.
You guys are crazy. I can't barely even see anybody. This whole place stinks.
I'm sorry, officer. We're just trying to do a good deed.
No, that was me.
Oh, my God, Jenna. I'm
sorry,
Jenna.
We forgot about you, Jenna. So sorry.
You guys are crazy. We cut to the edge of the ocean.
Well, we're all here.
Just drive the car. Look, 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 look.
So it's good to do things right. Yeah.
Hey, Bob, you mind stepping into my office?
Yeah, no problem. Terry, what's going on?
It's come to my attention that the accounts that you've been working on are all pretty drained.
Oh. Oh, that's interesting.
Then it's
the accounts that I'm in charge of have been drained?
The accounts that you were in charge of have all been drained and wired to a bank account with your name.
Whoa. Oh, my God. My wallet just fell open. Oh, jeez. Oh,
pictures like accordion style of so many children.
Oh, wow. Oh. There's Teddy and Leo and little Mary. And
who are they?
These are my 12 kids.
Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry.
You know you can't go to jail if you have children, right?
Oh, is that true? Is that true? You say you don't go to jail if you have children?
Not a single person can go to jail who has children.
Well, then maybe I'd back the hell off of the account. Anyway, yeah, I got 12 kids.
Damn it.
With mouths that need feeding.
They all have mouths. Damn it.
That need feeding and backs that need clothes.
Okay, well, here's what I will say. Okay. You're getting a stern warning that we've seen it. We've seen the behavior, and we don't want more of it, Bob. Okay?
We cut to the supervisor in a meeting with their supervisor. So, I heard you didn't come down on the employee for stealing.
I did not come
this
down
is
on
it. An offense that is great. This is a fireable offense.
Uh-oh, iPhone! Sorry, my lock screen. My new baby.
Oh.
Little Kenny.
Have a child named Kenny.
Named after his father.
Ken Griffey Jr.?
Ken Griffey Jr. My son, Ken Griffey III.
Wow. We see it's just Ken Griffey's face photoshopped on a toddler.
It looks like a mature toddler.
Our family is pretty athletic.
Wow.
Two generations of baseball players.
Much better than round kids.
Well, of course, I wouldn't have. God, if I would have had a round kid, I would have thrown him back, no matter what the criminal justice system would have said to me.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I mean, it looks like everything's tip-top.
Everything good here?
Yeah, everything's good. I wanted to fire you and throw you in the slammer. But
we get to the supervisor's house in the middle of the night. Honey, wake up. I think we're being robbed.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grab the jewelry.
Hey, I'm the owner of this house.
Good, good.
And I'm the son of this robber.
Oh, fuck. Don't. You're giving yourself up.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to have a kid quick. I'm young. You don't have a child?
Not that I know of, but I'm a boy. I could have put my seed in any little girl.
Are you a virgin?
Huh?
Are you a virgin? You sound young.
That's weird. Okay.
Yeah.
You're asking my.
This is a home
I'm an
invasion.
Honest robber.
This
you're
is a,
asking my.
Yeah.
A
what
home
a
invasion.
Weirdo.
I can say what I want. In
you know what? I'm
my
calling
house.
The cops.
You're calling the
no,
cops?
No.
Don't. We're calling the cops
I
on you.
On the mantle with a bunch of pictures of our families.
Wait, can the cops not come to a family with children?
We're not offensive.
We're not
offensive.
We didn't do anything
wrong. Because we have children.
Kids.
Where are they?
Huh?
College.
Those aren't even really your children anymore.
Yeah, those don't count anymore.
Children don't expire.
We haven't done anything wrong
yet. They should be able to fend for themselves.
You broke in here to rob us.
I think I have a kid with that one.
Wait, Missy?
You better not.
Dad, I need to.
Oh,
it was an insurance policy. That one. Check Missy. I bet she's a couple months late from Aunt Flo.
Missy is very has a very punctual cycle.
That's gross. You're so weird.
She calls me.
You're so disgusting.
Listen, T.I.
You're
a close father and daughter.
Oh, why don't you ask another 8-year-old if he's a virgin?
Wait, what?
Huh?
You're 8? Yeah. You don't have a child.
I could.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you jack off with my little dick and I have a bunch of little sperm.
No, your gonads aren't producing viable
You don't know that.
Who says
what
gonads?
Are you doing? Yeah, you're disgusting. Also, with modern hormones, people are going to puberty earlier and earlier.
You can't have a child at 8.
Yeah, you can. Check the record books.
Okay.
Okay, let's just
so
agree
just
a lot
be
of stuff
we're just
going to
be leaving with
happened.
These jewels.
No. Let's no, you're not leaving with anything because you can take one kid's worth of stuff out of here, but you don't have proof that you have a kid. So let's just agree that you're not going to go to jail because you have a kid.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you don't steal anything, we won't call the cops. But you don't have a kid, so you can't leave
no,
the house.
No, Missy's going to have a kid.
Missy's going to have kids?
Missy's going to have a kid. I guess what the real debate is that unborn child considered a child? And do you really want to get into it?
Not yeah. in this state.
Put some earrings and bracelets.
Yeah, you want to get into the old.
Yeah, you want to say
child talk?
When does life begin?
No.
You
broke into my house.
Yeah, you guys are in our house.
This
yeah.
is Alabama.
And I just found out that my
the courts
partner
will be on my side.
Okay. Wait, what?
Yeah,
did
I
find
could just.
Out?
I found out that my partner's weird.
I'm not weird. I'm a good dad.
You said gonads to an 8-year-old.
Yeah, I said gonads.
You said my little gonads.
Do you want me to say testicles?
Or I don't want you to talk about anything.
What do you want me to say? Cum holders? You don't want me to
what
keep
are
talking.
You doing? I'm recording this.
Okay, do it. I'm just a good dad who's experiencing a home invasion
also,
and wanting to talk about the reproductive
option was cum holders. It's either gonads, little testicles, or cum holders.
You know what? There's
we're
progression.
Balls.
I mean, you tell me. Where does balls? Where are
you?
You
ask me where my balls are, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, what time is it? I
Missy. Told-
Missy, why are you home from college? Missy, why'd you just walk in at 2 a.m.?
Missy.
Missy.
Why won't you return my TikToks?
Missy, why is your dress loose enough to be confusing as to how big your belly is?
And you're holding that purse in front of your belly. Tell him, Missy.
Missy, are you...
I'm late.
In what way?
Well, I got in late. But also, my period isn't as punctual as
Missy,
we've come to expect it
I
to
love
be.
You, Missy, and I'll marry you. I'll make
I
want to
know,
you
will not.
Did you, a college-age woman, have sex with
Do we
want to
get into this? Do we really want to get into this, sir?
I don't. Just tell me that you never slept with this child.
Another window breaks.
Oh, someone's already robbing the place?
Hey, that's a spinster, and I know it! Get him!
I'm not a stay. I'm a spinster. I'm not a... What? Hey.
Where are your kids?
Where are your kids?
Where are your kids?
They're all at the office, okay? I'm an office mommy. I have every right to rob okay. you just as much as the rest of us. As the rest
God
of these
damn.
People.
God so. Damn.
Sorry, our apologies. You don't look like an office mommy.
Hey,
oh,
I...
that's rich.
What?
Office mommy.
Yeah, aren't you a little
look...
old to be an office mommy? Yeah.
What?
Maybe you're an office grandma.
Yeah.
I'm an office mommy.
You're
I
wiping
chose
tushies or are you making cookies?
Those are the two options.
That's
two
what a mom options. Does. That's what a grandma does.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on The Meat.
Yeah,
that was
thank
blast.
You both.
Thank you.
That was really, really fun.
Marissa. Video, we got to plug.
You can definitely come see Assembly at UCB Sunset every other Tuesday at
10:30.
First and third Tuesday at 10:30. And then if you're hearing this I don't know what time it is, but if you're hearing this in the month of November before the 26th, come to Don't Judge. It's a really fun improv show exploring all the ways we misjudge people and people misjudge us. And that's going to be 7 p.m. at UCB Sunset on Tuesday the 26th.
Awesome. Awesome. That's the day this comes out. So if you're listening to this the Tuesday it came out, go.
Hurry.
Get going.
Mary?
You can find me on Twitter at Mary Sasson. And then if any Friday at 9 p.m., come see Winslow at UCB Franklin.
Excellent.
Come see We're Gross with Gilly the third Thursday of the month at UCB Franklin. And check out Pitch In, a Herald team.
Awesome. I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter, Josh Simpson on Instagram. The Meat is on all platforms at The Meat Improv. So check us out there. We got our, I guess we should mention this now. We're doing our best of show from 2019. Yeah. So if you have any scenes that you like, you can tweet them at us, message us on Instagram or whatever. But any requests, we usually honor them. So yeah. Great. And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/TheMeatImprov, where you can get our extra bonus, extra weekly bonus episode. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on The Meat.
The Meat.
Thank you.
Improv.
Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.